Fayette is fortunate to have a local FM radio station, KPIP, which is the flagship program of a nonprofit organization, International Educational Resources for Rural Missouri, or IERRM, whose mission is to cultivate and nurture community educational radio in and around Fayette. In addition to offering content developed elsewhere, KPIP is proud to feature local programming and look to area residents to offer their perspectives on topics of interest to them and their friends and neighbors. The following programming does just this, as it engages local citizenry, who are the experts on the area's history because they have lived it. This series is called Howard County Remembers and builds on work done when the county celebrated its 200th birthday in 2016. That year, a fine publication entitled Howard County, Missouri, From Prairie Land to Promised Land, A Remembrance Across Two Centuries, was released. This radio series embellishes on the extensive information contained in that book, which may be found at the Howard County Public Library. To back up, though, the genesis of these programs was inspired by this year's celebration of the state's bicentennial. While Howard County was organized by an act of the General Assembly of the Territory of Missouri in 1816, it was followed 5 years later in 1821 when Missouri was recognized as a state by the United States Congress, making 2021 Missouri's bicentennial year. We decided to tie together these two historically close occasions by focusing on aspects of Howard County's history and keep these in KPIP archives, as well as offer audios of the broadcast to the State of Missouri Historical Society to keep in its archives. Unforgettable too.
Today you will hear about a remarkable woman, Marjorie Casson, a trailblazer in the Boonslick African American community. This program is based on an article written by Kathy Zogmorton, reporting on several interviews she conducted with Reverend Casson in late 2004 and early 2005, when Central Methodist University honored Marjorie Casson with a special Heritage Award in recognition of her life's accomplishments. At that time, Kathy was editor of CMU's alumni magazine, The Talon, and she prepared this write-up for publication in that magazine. It was later reprinted in the Boonslick Heritage Quarterly, for which Kathy continues to serve as graphic designer and assistant editor. Kathy is well known in Fayette as she grew up here, and after teaching high school in English for 25 years in Lee's Summit near Kansas City, she returned to Fayette and embarked on a second career with CMU, retiring several years ago. But she did not stop with that, as she then established Gray Willows Arts and Antiques, which is housed in one of Howard County's oldest buildings and is located on South Main Street. If you don't know Kathy, you certainly know the Throgmorton name, as her parents were Jim and Helen Throgmorton, iconic members of the Central community. If you aren't familiar with Reverend Casson's life story, you will learn a lot about this amazing lady and her lifelong pursuits in the arenas she deemed especially important: faith and education.
Marjorie Casson, born in 1909, didn't look like a trailblazer when I interviewed her in the fall of 2004 and the spring of 2005. This diminutive 96-year-old black woman looked as if a breeze could sweep her off her feet. Nothing could have been further from the truth. She was a dynamo with a determination forged of steel and a love of humanity forged by God. She was, in fact, one of the most significant trailblazers in Central Methodist University's history. On February 8, 2005, Lynn Memorial United Methodist Church was nearly filled with students, faculty, and staff, friends and family, ministers of various denominations, and elected officials. They had come to honor Marjorie Casson as CMU presented her with the Central Methodist University Heritage Award as the first African-American student ever to have enrolled at Central. In 1953, her matriculation was both historic and courageous. The president of St. Paul's School of Theology, the Reverend Dr. Myron McCoy, brought the message. Earl Turner Sr., sang. Dean Emeritus James P. Throgmorton, who was Dean of Students when Kassan attended Central, presented the Reverend Kassan to CMU President Mary Ann Inman, who conferred the award. The entire congregation stood, clapped, and cheered. In his introduction of Kassan that day, Throgmorton said, "Heritage is something that belongs to one by reason of birth, something reserved for one." When Marjorie Kassan came to Central College in 1953, nothing had been reserved for her. She had no inherent rights or privileges, no heritage that assured her an education at Central. The Supreme Court decision of Brown versus the Board of Education, which repealed the concept of separate but equal education, had not yet been made. It would be another 10 years before Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech, another 11 years before the Civil Rights Act was enacted. No African American student had ever been granted admission to Central, he observed. At age 44, Marjorie Kassan came to Central to pursue a degree. She had been teaching in black schools and preaching in African Methodist Episcopal AME churches for a number of years already. She did not have to return to school. She did not have to choose an all-white college, yet she did. And in so doing, she began a rich heritage that would encourage other black students to attend, catapulting Central into an age of increased inclusiveness and rich diversity, which today is reflected in its mission statement and creed. Kassan was born in 1909 in Sioux City, Iowa, with both Negro and American Indian in her lineage. Before she arrived at Central, she had already studied at Western University in Kansas City, Kansas, now part of Quindaro Historic Ruins, and at Lincoln University in Jefferson City, both all-black universities. She credited Kentucky evangelist Etta Graham for pushing her into finishing her college studies. "I met this woman from Louisville, Kentucky, at a revival," she said. "I was just selling songbooks and old junk." She began traveling and eventually preaching with Graham, who told her she had to go to school. "Oh, Lordy," Marjorie remembered saying. "Well, I'll go." And she did. She began commuting to classes at Central while living in Brunswick, still preaching and teaching school. "I loved teaching in the school system," Kassan said. "I didn't have any trouble with children's behavior." Neither did she have trouble being the first black student at then Central College. "I knew I was," she said, "but that wasn't an issue." Because Marjorie Kassan broke the color barrier at Central College, the road became easier for young blacks to attain an education. In 1954, Fielding Draffin entered Central and became Central's first African-American graduate in 1957. He went on to become the first black air traffic controller in the tower at Kansas City's downtown airport. Two other African-American men, Cecil Houston and Nathaniel Graves, entered Central in the mid-1950s. And in 1959, Central accepted Abel Muzorewa, an African who went on to become Zimbabwe's first black Methodist bishop and its first black prime minister. During the last year or so of her studies at Central, Marjorie Kassan moved to Fayette. She supported herself by cooking and cleaning for a local white family who encouraged her to do well in her college courses. When she finished her work in the evenings, she would study. She praised the attention she received from Central's professors. "Central just made you get it," she insisted. "I'm glad I came along, you know, like I did." After 6 years of attending classes part-time and finally full-time, she graduated on August 7, 1959, with a Bachelor of Science in Education degree. She was living her creed: do your work, get the job done. Getting the job done has always guided Kassan's actions. Her granddaughter, Nina Falls, remembered vividly an incident some years back when a child fell into a well. "All these people were standing around in a panic," she said, "trying to figure out how to get her out of the well. My grandmother simply said, 'Hand me a rope.' She tied the rope around herself and climbed down into the well. She kept the girl from drowning, hauling her out to safety." This can-do attitude was a hallmark of the Reverend Marjorie Kassan. On her long journey to the venerable age of 96, Kassan followed many paths. She had been a principal, nurse, janitor, cook, laundress, undertaker's assistant, and lawyer's assistant. She even remembered picking cotton in the Deep South. I lived with a minister who worked 2 or 3 days, and I made some money out there, she recalled. I did what they did. I went out there in the cotton field, my Lord. And always she preached. She declined to speculate on her longevity, although she did make some personal observations. I don't sleep much, but when you go to bed, that's the time to sleep. Now, in the day, you have to keep real active. I don't stay in this chair, she added. What's mostly killing people nowadays isn't diseases, it's stress. I ain't gonna let nothing worry me. Kassan was in ministry for more than 70 years. She built and remodeled churches, even climbing on roofs to set shingles. She preached to many congregations, supporting, cajoling, and scolding them as the Spirit moved her. People expected her to perambulate around the church during sermons that would not end until she had walked every last aisle. Kassan's work took her throughout North America and garnered her numerous awards. Ultimately, she resettled in Brunswick, where she had served as an assistant pastor to the Zion AME Church. Shortly before her death on April 14, 2005, the Reverend Stephen Barnes, pastor of that church, called her a blessing. Her value in the lives of those whom she has influenced, he says, is monumental. She is incredibly courageous and a magnificent spiritual leader. As my associate pastor, she is invaluable with her wisdom and encouragement. We love Reverend Kassan. Clearly, everyone at chapel on February 8, 2005, in Lynn Memorial Church, loved her too. People who had known her for years and people who had yet to meet her rose together in tribute to honor this trailblazer. She shared her advice with all. She called on the people to get up out of your rocking chairs. True to form, she admonished, "Do your work." It is a motto that befits a trailblazer.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
You've been listening to Howard County Remembers on 94.7 KPIP. This episode featured Kathy Throgmorton, was directed by Jane Krigler, and produced by Rachel Steele. This program has been made possible by the Boonslick Historical Society on 94.7 KPIP.
The thought of you does things to me never before. Has someone been more unforgettable in every way? And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
This is 94.7 KPIP, Howard County's educational nonprofit radio station. Thank you for tuning in.
Children. what's gonna trouble the water?
Wade in the water.
Wade
in the water, children.
Wade in the water.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Some say I'll never be redeemed.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Just follow me down to Jordan Stream.
God's gonna trouble the water.
I'll tell you how the Lord has set my soul free.
God's gonna trouble the water.
And when I get to heaven, how happy I'll be.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Wade in the water.
Wade
in the water, children.
Wade in the water.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Wade in the water.
Amazing grace, how sweet the
Thanks for listening to Howard County's number one educational nonprofit radio station, 94.7 KPIP.
Shall we gather at the river where bright angel feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne?
is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
Sing on that beautiful shore, the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sigh no more, no, no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest.
Variety of music and talk, keep it here on 94.7 KPIP.